The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Welcome, race fans. Here's your local racing authority, Sam Chapman, with this week's Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is the Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, and I'm your host, Sam, here to recap a busy weekend of racing with MotoGP hitting the track in the Czech Republic, the Verizon IndyCar Series took to the Pocono Raceway, and the NASCAR Xfinity, Camping World Truck, and Sprint Cup Series would hit the track in Bristol for three great nights of short track racing action. We'll get things rolling with MotoGP from the Czech Republic for the running of the HJC Helmets presents the MotoGP Czech Republic Grand Prix. It would be British rider Cal Crutchlow who would stun the field with a surprise tire choice that helped the LCR Honda rider tear through the field in damp conditions from deep in the pack late in the race. Crutchlow would take the lead from Ducati rider Andrea Iannone with five laps to go, cruising to his first MotoGP series win and first win in the series by a British rider in over 30 years. Valentino Rossi would come home in second. Marc Marquez would take the third and final podium spot. The Verizon IndyCar Series would be in Pocono for the running of the ABC Supply 500. The start of the race would be pushed back nearly 24 hours due to persistent rain in the area. When things got rolling Monday morning, it would be Will Power taking the lead from pole sitter Mikhail Aleshin with 35 laps remaining and holding off the field for his fourth win of 2016. The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series would be in Bristol Wednesday evening for the running of the UNOH 200. Series regular Ben Kennedy would take the lead from William Byron following a brief three-way battle for the lead after a late race restart that included Daniel Suarez. Kennedy would take the lead with less than 20 laps left Wednesday night, and on a restart with six to go, Kennedy would hold off the field one more time before he would cruise to his first NASCAR Camping World Truck Series win. Here's what the series young gun had to say post-race.
We had an awesome Jacob Company Silverado. Hats off to everybody at GMS and the entire team, Chevy, ECR Motors. It's unbelievable. Everybody that's believed in me to get me here. This is a really special moment, and you always think about your first win in the trucks and kind of plan it out. And I never would imagine at Bristol. I never would have told you going into today's race that it would have been today. But the guys made awesome adjustments. Joey made an awesome call in the pit box. We pitted early and stayed out. And I didn't know if I was able to hold them off with the old tires on it. And I knew the 11 was there, but glad he didn't put us in the fence or anything. And Reese was pretty clean. So just really proud of the guys. And it's cool.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series would hit the track Friday night for the halfway point in the Bristol triple header. The series would be in Bristol for the running of the Food City 300. As the race entered its closing stages, it would look like the win would come down to Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch, after Keselowski chose to stay out on a previous caution after running mid-pack most of the night. And Kyle Busch, who had run up front for most of the evening, chose to pit for fresh tires and fuel. Busch would work his way through the pack, catching Keselowski with five to go. When Busch was finally able to get his nose underneath the 22, he would be able to get around Keselowski with ease, but would come up the track too early, making contact with Keselowski and the wall that would result in a punctured tire and eventually hitting the wall again and collecting Ty Dillon before the yellow flag would come out. Busch and Dillon would be forced to retire, and Keselowski, who managed to keep the lead, would run out of fuel just as the field was getting ready to go green. This would hand the lead over to Austin Dillon, who had managed to hold off the field on the final restart and cruise to his first Bristol win in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Justin Allgaier would be the highest finishing Xfinity Series regular, coming home in second. Here's what race winner Austin Dillon had to say following his win at the world's fastest half mile.
Well, first of all, I want to say hats off to Bristol for really doing their job to try and make this race as good as possible, and I think it really was. I feel like the fans had to love it. Should sell some tickets tomorrow night for that one. It's interesting to have another lane down there on the bottom. I think hopefully they can add a little more of that tar or whatever it is, VHT, to the bottom and get that bottom lane to stay a little bit longer. But it ended up being a race on the bottom of those last two restarts. I felt like the good cars were there. So proud of Justin Alexander. This is his first win in the Xfinity Series, and it's our first win together in our first race together. So that's a great way to start. And Whitney's birthday, it's just been a great day. So proud to be here. Thank my grandfather for this opportunity. And the more and more I learn about these races, it's it's kind of one of those battles, you know, war of attrition, just staying in it and giving yourself a chance to win. We were a fourth place car, and we did what we had to do to win, and I think we did our job.
The NASCAR Spring Cup Series would be in Bristol to cap off the weekend of racing at the last great Coliseum. Carl Edwards and Denny Hamlin would bring the field down to the drop of the green flag Saturday evening. Action would just start to pick up with the Sound of Speed pre-race picks, Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch putting on a great battle for the lead in the opening laps. But just 32 laps in, rain, which had already caused the start of the race to be delayed, would hit the area again, forcing NASCAR to pull the cars off of the track. This time, the rain didn't let up, and NASCAR was forced to call the race for the night, picking up when the rains let up Sunday evening. Lap 359, the Sound of Speed pre-race pick Kyle Busch would have a piece of his suspension break in the rear end of his Toyota, causing him to go for a spin in turn 2. When Busch came to a stop, the 46 of Michael Annette would have nowhere to go. Annette would try to shoot high, but hit Busch's 18 and drive directly into the path of Martin Truex Jr. and Kyle Larson, ending all of their days just shy of the finish with heavy damage. Kurt Busch would ignite the big one in Bristol. On lap 373, Busch and Logano would be fighting for the lead when Busch would push his car just a little too hard and spin coming off of turn 2, collecting Logano, Brad Keselowski, Matt Kenseth, and Ryan Blaney, as well as many others who would receive a piece of Busch's spin by the time the dust had settled. After a brief shower, bringing out the final yellow flag Sunday, Kevin Harvick would lead the field down to the final green flag of the evening, with 50 laps remaining. Harvick would check out on the field, leading the final 50 laps, en route to his second win in Thunder Valley. A hard-charging Ricky Stenhouse Jr. would come home in second. Denny Hamlin, Austin Dillon, and Chris Buescher would round out the top five in Bristol. This is Happy Harvick's second win of 2016. Here's what the driver of the number 4 Chevrolet had to say post-race.
Yeah, just, you know, really from the drop of the green flag, the car was really fast. You know, our strong point was, the top groove in 3 and 4. Our weak point was being a little bit too free on restarts. But I think as the runs would go, our car would just keep turning. And I think that was really our advantage. So, you know, for me, I was excited that you were able to use the bottom of the racetrack. And, you know, the lap cars had an option. You didn't just get pinned up high. Really just want to applaud the racetrack for the effort that they made this weekend to really get that bottom groove working so that we had multiple grooves of racing. And I think, today as a driver, you had a lot of options, to make your car work and maneuver through traffic and make up positions. And, you know, we started 24th and pretty much drove through the field, because of that. So, and I think, you know, Friday night was probably one of the best Xfinity races I've ever sat and watched. So just really, really happy to see Bristol back where it is this weekend. And, looking forward to coming back. And obviously coming to Victory Lane is always exciting. It's been a decade since I've been to Victory Lane here. And I know this is the race that he had circled on the calendar every year. And I was like, really, you're going to circle that one? It's definitely added some excitement for me over the last 3 years to come back to Bristol, knowing how much it meant to him, and that's what motivated me. So they give me great cars to drive, and tonight was no different.
Points as NASCAR gears up for Michigan. Brad Keselowski leads Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, Carl Edwards, and Denny Hamlin rounds out the current top five in the Chase grid standings. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. would come home in second, matching his best career finish that also came at the world's fastest half mile. Here's what Stenhouse had to say post-race.
You know, we didn't have the car exactly where we needed to be to start the race. Went 2 laps down. Wasn't real sure we were going to be able to get back on the lead lap. We had some really good timely cautions. Nick made a lot of great changes to get our car better, and that was the thing that turned us around was the good adjustments on pit road, and we made a lot of them. So really good team effort. I really wanted to park it in Victory Lane for Brian and his family, but you know, we just came up one spot short. I thought we were matching the four car lap for lap there at the end. I just, starting sixth, he kind of stretched it out on me, and I wasn't able to really make a run at it. So, really happy with how we ended the day. It was a tough weekend.
Join me Sunday as I get you set up with everything you need to know as NASCAR Spring Cup Series gears up for the Pure Michigan 400 from the Michigan International Speedway just outside of Brooklyn, Michigan for 400 fast miles at this big 2-mile speedway. Until then, you can head on over to the Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages, keep in touch and up to speed with all sorts of motorsports news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the sound of speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything Wasaga Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page, where you can find the latest edition of the Sound of Speed and all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Be sure to check out the blog, where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free, and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. That's about it for tonight. Don't forget to join me Sunday to get set up for the Pure Michigan 400 from the Michigan International Speedway. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night, race fans.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.